All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Beryl Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. First and foremost, I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are on the call tonight. We want to just honor and acknowledge you all today. You know, it's a thing that, you know, we always acknowledge the moms on Mother's Day, and we make, you know, special plans, and, you know, we take mom out to dinner, and we do some wonderful things and really acknowledge and appreciate mom. But, you know, on occasion, fathers get forgotten. You know, like special things just don't happen for fathers. So we're going to do something really special tonight. First of all, I want to take the opportunity to acknowledge all of you dads. And not only the dads on the call, but all of the men who have made a difference in a child's life, whether you were a coach or a mentor or a teacher or you're in the ministry, but you've made a difference for a child, I want to include you in this acknowledgement. We want to thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and just acknowledge you for you know, putting yourself out there and putting somebody else first. So we want to thank you for that. So what we're going to do tonight, let me go over the details really quickly. Before I do that, we do this call every Sunday evening. So if you're new to the call, every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And guys, I tell you, this is the best way to get your week off to a great start. Because even tonight, you're going to hear something that's going to make a difference in your Ambit Energy business. And that's what you can expect when you come to this call. We have leaders on this call that are in the trenches making it happen. We're not just, you know, talking about titles or people who are just popular. We're talking about people who have built the business and are still doing what it takes to be successful. That's what you can expect to hear. That's who you can expect to hear from on this call. And tonight, absolutely no exception. Now, I want to go ahead and introduce our guest tonight, and then we're going to do a little different format, a little bit of an interview, and we have a particular subject in mind tonight. So first of all, let me introduce to you an executive consultant from New York. This gentleman has been in the construction business for 25 years, just recently won the co-founder's Impact Award. He's a father of five. He's got four daughters, guys, four daughters and a son. Please welcome to the call executive consultant Jeff Rollins. Jeff, you there?
I am, Baron. How are you?
I am good. Glad to have you with us, and happy Father's Day to you.
And happy Father's Day to you, too.
Okay. Also, I'd like to introduce to you a gentleman that was recently the featured speaker on the call, and glad to have him back again. He's the coach from Tyler, Texas, million-dollar income earner, Thompson Leadership Award winner, and just a really great person to know, a leader, a motivator, Coach Alan Johnson. Alan, welcome to the call, sir.
Hey, Ben, thank you very much for having me. And again, happy Father's Day to you and everyone listening in on the call.
Yes, and Alan, Coach Johnson has two kids. They're kind of grown up right now, and you'll hear about them in just a second. But instead of me talking about Ambition and Power Trip, every week I recommend to people that they register for Ambition, their recommendations for Power Trip, to go ahead and get that done. I'm going to let you guys talk about it. Jeff, if you would, explain to everyone how important Power Trip is. It's going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania, November 8th through the 10th, I think it is. And they can go to ambitpowertrip.com. But explain to our audience what you've experienced by being a part of Ambit Power Trip.
Well, Bear, thanks. And again, thanks for having me on the call, Coach. Great to share the stage with you. Listen, I think the bottom line is this is an event-driven business, and that's, you know, we've always been taught that by, you know, the great leader, Ray Monty, that, you know, we run our business from event to event. And, you know, Ambition is fabulous. Everyone's got to go down to Dallas, Texas and go to that, experience that. But there's something different and special about Power Trip. You know, I hear Brian talking about, you know, him sailing off into the distance someday and retiring. And, man, I just I hope that day never comes, because it's a very special thing, Power Trip. And I think some of us leaders are going to have to pick up the slack on that, because it's an intimate group. It's not the massive group of people that are at Ambition, which is a great experience. It's just a different feel. And I tell you, there, it's where I've built the closest relationships with the other leaders in this business. And I think what people don't understand is when you sign up for Ambit Energy in your home state, that's your business and you're in that state. We're in 16 other states, Japan, Canada. And when you go to these sessions and spend a couple of days with other leaders and meet them and build a relationship with them, you've just expanded your business in the leadership category to these other states, so that I know I could call up. In fact, just recently I was on the phone with Coach, and I had somebody that I knew from the Tyler area. He was over and above welcome to talk to this gentleman. I don't even know if they ever connected, but that wasn't the problem. The challenge is having great leaders in different parts of the country, that it's like an expansion of your business, and your business just grows all over the United States and the world by being in these events and building these relationships.
That's awesome. So now you've heard it from a different perspective from someone else, folks. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, and you too can have that experience of expanding your business, meeting new leaders, networking with people across the country. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. You'll see that it's November 8th through the 10th in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I'm looking forward to being there, looking forward to seeing you there as well. Now, Ambition 2018, Dallas, Texas. Coach Allen Johnson, tell us why Ambition is so important and valuable for our businesses.
It is the event of the year. Jeff, I'm not taking anything away from what Jeff just eloquently shared with you about Power Trip. But, you know, Brian, God bless his heart, you know, today's a big day for him with the loss of his son and his other two sons sharing it with him. And he's been heavy on my mind today, so I want to make sure and just kind of acknowledge him. He's done so much for so many people on this call. And it was actually Ambition 2009, my first trip to Dallas, something I didn't want to attend, to be quite honest with everybody. I didn't want to go to all the hoopla and the rah-rah and all that stuff. I was busy. It was the start of Friday Night Lights in Texas. But internally, I had to go. I knew I had to go because, Bear, as you know, I spent 30 years as a coach. And every single year in the spring in San Antonio is the Texas High School Basketball Coaches Association annual clinic. And I went every single year. Went to the state tournament every year. I went to the state Coaches Association convention every year. My assistants and my junior high coaches would say, Coach, why are you going to all these things? And I would tell them, because I have to and you have to. Why do we have to go to these? Because your job, your success, your legacy, it all depends on it. This is where you pick up the nuts and bolts. This is where your skill set improves. This is where you're going to learn things that are going to tell you in another direction. Whenever I started a business, just like all of you started a business, when I started a business, that same mindset kicked in. And I realized in that moment in time, even though I don't want to go, I have to go. I have to go because I've made a commitment to my family. I've made a commitment to make a difference, and I need to learn how to do this. My friends, that first one I went to, I want everyone to hear this loud and clear, because Jeff just brought up a valid point. I watched these people walk across the stage, and I heard I didn't hear the amount of money they were making, but I heard number one money earner, number two money earner, number three money earner. When that was over with, I went up and I found all of those people. And I walked up to them and I said, could I ask you one question? And every one of them were accepting of me asking them a question. And it was simple. I asked them, what did you do to get to where you are? Or I would say, how have you done what you've done to get to where you are? And of all the X's and O's, if you will, that I sat in during that time in Dallas, those people got information to me in a 1 to 5 minute conversation, really kind of propelled my business moving forward that fall. You ask me why Ambition? I would like to ask you, why not ambition if you're serious about building a business? Corporate office is going to spend 3 to 4 times the amount they charge you for it. The attendee-only perks, people who attend that, our corporate office is going to make sure and put money back into your pocket tenfold of what you spend getting down there. It's all about making an income, and I understand that, but you got to understand how to make the income, and it happens at that event. Implore you, get on whatever it takes. There's countless stories of people selling cars, having garage sales, driving down in broken down vehicles that could barely make it. They were on whatever it takes, and now they're incredibly successful. And yourself, one of those top money earners told me, you got to spend money to make money.
That's excellent, Coach. You know, I've been to every ambition that they've had, and I remember the snippets of each one. And I got to tell you guys, just like Coach is saying, if you're serious about your business, you need to be going to the big event. Ambition absolutely is no-brainer. Our power is one of those, well, and I recommend that you get yourself to these events because that's what makes the difference. In addition to that, let me also mention the special repo training series that's going on right now. This coming Saturday, there's going to be a regional training in Houston, Texas. The registration, folks, is only $20. So if you're in the state of Texas or anywhere close by, if you're serious about your business, you can still catch a flight and you can be at that event. But the regional training is going to be in Houston, Texas. Go to your event center. You can register for that event. It's going to be awesome in Houston this coming Saturday, the 23rd, okay? So I want to thank you guys for telling us about the big events. Now, here's what we're going to do tonight. I wanted to, and I talked to Brian about this, and of course he agreed, and that's why we're doing it. But I wanted to take a moment and talk to dads about what Ambit Energy is to their family, the difference it made for their family and for their legacy. So that's why we got Alan Johnston and Jeff Rollins on the call. So I'm just going to ask you guys a few questions, and if you could just, you know, give me a little feedback, a little insight to all of us on the line, that'll be great, okay?
You got it.
All right. So here's the first question to both of you, and Jeff, you can start off, but I want to know, when did you get into the business, and, you know, kind of, what did you, you know, why did you get started? You know, you saw the opportunity, you finally said yes. When did you get started, and what was the reason that you said yes to this opportunity?
Well, Barry, you know, I've been thinking about this all day. I spent a fabulous day. You know, I woke up this morning, and sometimes waking up and not having anything to do is a little uneasy for me. I've been a hardworking person all my life. So to get up, sometimes it takes a couple days to unwind. But I unwound this morning, did a little meditation when I got a coffee, and then I spent the whole day with my wife and the two younger children. But, you know, when I started in this business, you know, they talked a lot about a why, and you got to have a why, and you got to develop your why. And I said, I already have a why. I said, I found Ambit Energy, and Ambit Energy is going to fulfill my why, because I always had a dream of educating my kids. Back in 2010, when I started this business, I had a construction management company. I was working 80 hours a week, just about to send my oldest daughter to college. And I spoke to her for a 10-year period of time about what she wanted to do, what were her dreams, what were her aspirations to going out there and doing something. And she wanted to be a special ed teacher. Her name's Cassandra. She'll be 27 coming up in a couple weeks. And, you know, that was my why. That was my dream. So when I got an Ambit Energy, all I did was plug into the system and fulfill that why. But I had two kids coming right behind that, that within the next 4 years that we'd be going to college. And when the economy fell apart and my income went down, I lived 50 miles north of New York City, you know, in a very affluent area. And, you know, when my income got cut in less than half, and the dreams of my oldest daughter were slipping away very fast. She was already in college, $43,000 a year. She was half scholarship. And we were going to pull her home in 2011, tell her that we can't send her back there, and she's going to have to go to community college. And that's when I started my business in Ambit Energy. And the goal was to make an extra $1,000 a month on a part-time basis. Didn't matter if it was bonus money or residual income. I needed to keep her in school because I felt as a dad I was going to let her down if I didn't allow her to stay in school. And so when I started my business, the goal was to make an extra $1,000 a month to keep her in school, because that kid knew what she wanted to do from the time that she could think about a job or a vocation. She wanted to be a special ed teacher. So she graduated in 2013 from college and went to work in the school as a special ed teacher in about 40 miles south of us in a very affluent area. And she came home one day and she said, "Dad, you know, the kids in Harrison are great kids. It's a very affluent area. They're going to be great, and they have all the resources. They're special ed kids. I want to go somewhere where I can make a difference." And she moved to inner city of Philadelphia and became a special ed teacher from working in the charter school system for the last 4 years. She got married 3 years ago to a professional soccer player from Scotland, and her life is just, I don't know, it might have been the same there, but I don't know. But all her relationships, where she got her job, was based off of being in school, and I almost pulled her out of school. So, you know, when someone has a dream and you can fulfill it, I was thinking a lot about being a father this and what it takes. And one thing that always comes to my mind, I remember someone saying, you know, it takes about a second to be a father, you know, when it comes to conception, but it takes a lifetime to be a dad, and that lifetime investment into children just isn't in their adolescence. It's all through their life. And that's my why. That's why I started the business, and that's why I still work, because I still have a 12 and a 14-year-old at home, and my goal is to see them to be able to be successful and spend time with them and help them to fulfill the dream. None of my kids are in Ambit Energy, because I didn't want them to be in Ambit Energy. I wanted them to chase their dreams and go out and do what they needed to do. And that's why. That's why I got started.
Man, that is awesome. Jeff, I never heard that story. I never knew that your daughter was the reason why. That's fantastic. And I happen to know that, Coach, your daughter is your reason why as well. Tell us your story.
Well, Barry, it kind of – I appreciate the chance to share this. I touched on it Thursday night in Dallas at the executive tour. But mine's a lot similar to Jeff's, but on a lot smaller scale. My wife, Leanne, and I were both teachers and coaches in East Texas. And when we got married, it'll be 30 years ago in just a couple of weeks. A couple of years after that, we decided that we wanted to have a family. So we started planning and thought we would plan out and have a family, and it wasn't working out. And she went to the doctor, and there was some physical hiccups that the doctors looked at us and said, "You're not going to be able to have children." And like I told the people in Dallas on Thursday night, all these experts telling us that we couldn't have children, but the ultimate expert, my Heavenly Father, said, "Yes, you can," and along came Rachel. And, you know, my life changed right there in that instant. I remember the doctor saying, "We have girl fever, 10 fingers, 10 toes," and life was exceptional. Then 16 months later, you know, those experts said it wasn't going to happen again, and here came Caleb, 10 fingers and 10 toes. We had one of both brands. We had a leaded and an unleaded life. Well, I mean, I was sitting on top of the world. My wife was an incredibly successful track and field coach, an sports administrator. I was a head basketball coach. We were living the life. We even had to change houses because we outgrew the little 1,200 square foot home whenever Caleb was born. And, you know, we had them in daycare, and it was expensive, and we were just grinding, Bear, just like everybody else. We were just grinding. And, you know, you blink your eyes, and you're changing a diaper and feeding a bottle one day, and the next day they're celebrating going into their teens. And Rachel, love her heart, she's the social butterfly of all social butterflies. If you've met her at Ambition, and she does come to Ambition, if y'all met her at Ambition, you're going to remember meeting her. I was tickled the other day. Our friend Bear, our friend Chris Brooks, executive consultant Chris Brooks, shot me a text the other morning and said, hey, I was driving through downtown Dallas and I saw Rachel and I yelled at her out the window. And I thought, that's just crazy. You guys have watched my children grow up the last 9.5 years. But when Rachel was about 14.5 years old, she started saying, Dad, can I have a car? Dad, can I have a car? And she was watching me leave every morning during the summer to go teach driver's education. And my response to her was, and it hurt me to say it, but my response to her was, no, I'll teach you driver's ed because that's what I do to make extra money for the family in the summer. But we really can't go there, Rachel. And I was watching a lot of her friends get cars. And I remember being her age. And I remember asking my dad for a car. And I remember going around Nacogdoches, Texas, looking at cars that were for sale, really thinking that I was going to get one. And I got a new bicycle on my 16th birthday. But I wasn't going to do that. And then a chance call about my high school reunion from Regina Gale allowed me a chance to take a look at Ambit. And what I like, and Bear, like a lot of people on the call, I had not done direct sales. But I'd looked at a lot of different things. What made sense to me in that moment in time was what you all know. I don't have to sell nothing. I don't have to sell a thing. I can build this at whatever rate I want to build it. And everybody uses it. And so that really resonated with me. What I appreciated in the moment in time was that anybody can make any amount of money that they want to make, which meant if I brought someone in, they could make more than me, and that was fair in my opinion because I didn't have a lot of time for it. I was coaching and teaching. We were in the middle of basketball season. And my friends, my goal was $400 a month to surprise my daughter with a car. To me, that was going to be epic. To me, that was going to be all that mattered. So in every free minute, which there wasn't very many, I averaged 100 to 110 hours a week in the middle of basketball season. But driving to work and driving home from work, I was on the phone. 14 months after starting my business, we presented Rachel with her. We paid cash for her car. A year and a half after that, we paid cash for Caleb a new truck on his 16th birthday. Well, it wasn't brand new. It was new to him. But here's the point. In a blink, just like Rachel going from diapers to her teens, she went from her teens to graduating from high school. And she came in talking about where she wanted to go to college. And, guys, I say this openly. I was nervous. I was stressed. I was scared on a teacher's income, how we were going to afford her college experience. We have a local university. I thought she could go there, get a job, live at home, and maybe eventually save up enough to go get her own place. But, again, my daughter being the social butterfly, that's not what she wanted. I had one option. Still coaching and teaching, I had one option, and that option was this, Bear. Keep making calls, keep doing presentations, keep doing validation calls, keep helping people see this opportunity, and grind it out, grind it out, grind it out. And in a blink, our daughter's graduating from the University of Oklahoma debt-free. Her entire four-year experience, room, board, books, meals, sorority due, out-of-state tuition, regular tuition, all that, paid for by a part-time job. And then we blink and Caleb's graduating from high school and he's heading to college. And 4 weeks ago, he graduated from Stephen F. Austin debt-free. On July the 31st, he will be checking into a law school in Houston. And we are living the American dream. I want you to hear that loud and clear because part of my professional career, I taught history. And you all understand the American dream, right? Get an education, get a job, get married, have kids, get a house, retire, and hope Social Security is around for you. The American dream. So, yeah, I'm being sarcastic because I'm living the true American dream. And so are you. The true American dream were those people called immigrants who came here in search of a fair, free opportunity, and that is what Ambit's giving every one of us. Is it easy? No. No, it's not easy. But all of our life we've been taught anything worth having isn't easy. Why am I doing Ambit? I'm doing Ambit because of a beautiful young lady named Rachel LeRae Johnston and a handsome young man named Caleb Ray Johnston.
Man, I tell you what, they're special kids, too. You know, Jeff, Coach alluded to his work ethic in the beginning and what he did to get started. I want to give you an opportunity to do the same. What was it like for you in the beginning, you know, when you got started? What was your work ethic like? And what kind of sacrifices did you have to experience, and what kind of sacrifices did your family experience because you got started in this business?
Well, you know, Barry's work ethic, I laugh a lot about this with Kurt Horan, is we don't see Ambit as being hard work because we both worked in the construction world. And the construction world is hard work. I mean, I just can't imagine working in the construction world down in Dallas right now when it's 90 degrees. But up here in the Northeast, when it's freezing cold, middle of the winter, working through the winters, you know, I did that for a long time. And that's hard work. You know, roofing houses or framing houses, and that's hard work. Ambit Energy is not hard work. Ambit Energy is about disciplined work, which I had to learn, and I had to adjust. But when I got into Ambit Energy, you know, it's like, you know, your dreams of your kids, and you're watching them fulfill those dreams. That's what drove me every day to walk out the door. You know, sacrifices, there was an adjustment. You know, I've been self-employed my whole life. When I started a business when I was 21 years old, 20 years old. I went to high school, barely slipped out of high school, went to college for 12 credits because I wanted to be an architect, and I just didn't have the study habits. And I found out real quick that was a really bad place to be with no study habits. And my father agreed because he was paying. And he said, well, why don't you go to work? And I started a business, and he helped me out with a little cash. I started a landscape business that turned into a construction business, and that's where I had been. So when I started in Ambit Energy, what I saw was an opportunity to free myself. I saw what people in the construction business looked like when they were in their mid-50s going into their 60s, and it wasn't a pretty sight. It wasn't where I wanted to be. I didn't want to have to depend upon working with my back. You know, I have some collateral damage from being in the construction world. I have a hearing loss, and I have a bad back, and I think if you talk to most people in the construction world, they have those things, so I didn't want to be that person. So I had to commit to just following the leaders in Ambit Energy and just seeing what they were doing. And what I saw, and, you know, I couldn't have had better leaders to look at, is, you know, guys like Ray Monty and Brian McClure and, you know, down from there, Kurt Horan and the different guys in my business that were above me. And it was about making a commitment to helping others succeed. And what, you know, Coach talked about it, what a great system that you can help other people succeed and you become the benefit from that in what happens in Ambit Energy. And if somebody wants to pass by you and have a bigger business and run and even make more money, that was just a fair game. You know what I mean? I could teach some of my business in the construction world. If I taught some of my business and I taught them too well, there was a very good chance within the next couple of years they'd have a truck pulling up to the same lumberyard in the morning with their name on the side of it, taking business from me, and I never made any money from that. And being able to make money from people that were going to go out and change their lives just made so much sense to me. So I went to work, but I didn't go right to work. And this is a lesson we need to learn when people get into the business. I signed up for Ambit Energy October 15th of 2010 at 9:37 in the evening at my house in my office. Executive consultant Jay Emma gave me a call. At that point, we were just mutual friends to a friend of mine whose name is Patrick O'Mara, and nobody knows him. He's a senior consultant. He's my upline. The guy is a multimillionaire, owns a large accounting business, and he actually donates his residual income every month to a charity because he doesn't need the money. And you know, those are the stories behind the scenes that we don't even know about that happens in Ambit Energy. And so when I signed up for Ambit Energy, you know, we need to learn from this because I signed up my house. I was a deacon at my church at that point, and, you know, we're always looking to save money for the church. There was 8 electric meters at the church. I signed up that, and I never stepped into a business presentation until February of 2011. So there was 4.5 months went by that I didn't do anything. I didn't sponsor anyone. I didn't do anything because I didn't understand what I had my hands on. And Jay Emma kept dripping on me and dripping on me and invited me to come to a business presentation. And 4.5 months later, he got me to come to one. And I sat there and I saw executive consultant Frank Nagel say one thing that resonated with me. He said, "We don't sell anything. All we do is show people how to save money on something that they're already spending on." And I sat there and I said, man, this could be what I could do to get myself out of the path that I'm headed in right now. The place that I'm headed is working in construction business. And I was in the management part about it, but it's still not a pretty sight. And the economy broke in 2010, and we lost our income. So it got really ugly. So, you know, it's follow the leader in Ambit Energy. Build a relationship for people that are successful. You know, I love coach. I've been coaching basketball on a much lower level for 23 years. And, you know, I love the language that coach talks about because, you know, it's about, you know, coaching people and lifting up people and letting people know that they can win too. Find out what people want and show others what Ambit Energy can get for them is the name of the game.
That's awesome, man. That is absolutely awesome. Hey, listen, Jeff. You know, when you look back at the stuff that you've been through with Ambit Energy, and then you look where you are today, because, you know, if you went through a period of time where you didn't do anything in the business and now you have the success that you have, you know, of course, Frank helped it all click for you. But kind of give us a final thought on this. Looking back on what it was and looking at where you are today, okay, what would it have been like had you not started Ambit Energy? What would your life be like today if you hadn't said yes to this opportunity?
Well, that's a very compelling question. And, you know, I want you to think about something. This is a call to highlight fathers, right? And Father's Day. And what an honor it is to be a father. You know, I was brought into a family when I was 16 months old. I was put up for adoption by a 15 and a 17-year-old. And I was left in an orphanage, and I was crippled. I was actually club feet. My toes were pointed backwards, and a podiatrist did a charity operation on me, and I was adopted by an older couple that were in their 50s into a very nice, affluent family, and had a silver spoon in my mouth for where I was going to begin from. And, you know, I think about in 2010 when the economy fell, we were flat broke. We were in 2011. I was returning brand new cars to dealerships, locking the keys in the car, driving away in another car, and calling the finance company and telling them where their vehicles were. And we lived in a beautiful house and drove brand new vehicles. And you know, listen, guys, the crap hit the fan in 2011 in the Northeast. And we were in a tough way, and that's why I started Ambit Energy. And I don't know if there's another place in America that was going to allow me to step into something, learn, and I want you to listen to this, learn and earn at the same time. See, I'm like, coach, I never did direct sales before. I was never involved in a company that did this before. I was steered away from the companies because they were product-based. And this company allowed me in a 7-year period of time to be debt free right now. I have vehicles that are paid off cash. I have a mortgage on a house, and I educated 3 kids through private universities in the last 7 years. Now they are well scholarshiped, and they have a couple small, local loans that they got. But primarily, they're not in big debt when they got out of school, and it was because of Ambit Energy. So where else were they going to let Jeff Rollins step in, partner with the fastest growing company in the United States of America, put as many people into the business that I'm allowed to put in, be mentored and be in a self-help program to build relationships with guys like a Coach Allen Johnson. Coach Allen Johnson and I would have probably obviously never met or had a relationship if it wasn't for this business. Ray Monty, Tony Procopio, Kurt Horan, Bear Gordon. I mean, I could just keep going down the list of the quality people that have come into our life because of this opportunity. And, you know, listen, the money's great, but if the money stopped tomorrow, those relationships wouldn't stop. And the things that I've learned and the self-help and the books that have been recommended to me and just the I've been able to be humbled by this business. Guys, I came into the construction world, and in the construction world, this is how you manage. You manage by intimidation and performance. If somebody comes in and they can't perform and they don't live up to your standards, you get rid of them and you get somebody else because there's somebody usually waiting right behind them that wants their job. And in the direct sales network marketing model, the only thing I can compare it to is like in 1999, I ran a mission trip to St. Lucia with 35 teenagers. None of the teenagers have ever done construction before in their life. And we went and did a big construction job on a church in the rainforest in St. Lucia and did vacation Bible schools. And the only thing I really truly compare Ambit Energy to, when you talk about the people on your team, it's a volunteer army, just like going on a mission trip or someone doing mission work. So you can't enforce them with intimidation. You have to lift them up and show them what their qualities are and what their gifts are and highlight them and help them to be successful in the business and then show them where they can grow, not by traditional way of business. And that's what it's done for me. 7 years debt-free and been able to change my life and not have to go out and work construction unless I want to. And that's what Ambit Energy's done for the Rollins family and my five kids.
Man, that's fantastic, Jeff. And I'm first of all, I'm honored to be added to the list of names that you mentioned, but I'm so proud of you knowing where you came from and the things that you had to overcome to be the success that you are. Man, that's absolutely awesome. And, you know, back to you. Want to wish you a happy Father's Day as well.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, final thoughts and where do you think you would be, you know, considering, you know, your success in the business and what possibly could have happened if you hadn't said yes to Ambit Energy?
I'd be heavily in debt, Bear, because my children were not going to take on the responsibility of their college. That was mine. And I, you know, it was whatever I had to do. So I would right now be in incredible debt. I would be very stressed. I would be, I'd still be coaching, which I love. Don't get me wrong. I loved every day that I got to coach. Education has changed a lot, and I'm an old school coach. I would not be the person that I am because I would still be working with teenagers, and I kind of tweaked myself a little bit when I started working with adults. Now, you know, sometimes I think it was easier working with teenagers, to be honest with you, but at the end of the day, be able to, and I want to piggyback Jeff a little bit because he brought up a couple of, everything he brings up is so wise. And that's why, you know, I can say, I'll call Jeff and just pick his brain. We don't get to do it a lot, but, you know, when I call people, they answer because people are, we're just servants' hearts. Everybody in Ambit that is seeing success, I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody on this call, they've got a servant's heart. They want people to be successful. And then, you know, like today, my wife, Leanne, and I got up and we went to church and I got out of church and went over to my mom's house to visit with my dad, and there's my daughter, Rachel. And everybody else vanished from the room there for quite a while because I don't get to see Rachel. She's now in the real world. She lives in Dallas in the big city, and she's doing her gig. And Caleb came in this afternoon from a fishing trip, and he almost didn't go because he thought he needed to be here to be with me. And I said, Caleb, go. I'll be here when you get home Sunday. And when he got home for about an hour and a half, I had him and Rachel and Leanne, and I just sat there in my chair and just thought, my life is perfect. But if I wouldn't have been in Ambit, I can assure you this weekend I probably would have been in an AAU tournament with my team. And tomorrow I would have been opening up the gym while I go do driver's ed. And then I probably would have been out there cutting, raking, and baling hay. And I'm, you know, I'm getting close to 57 years old, and this Texas heat doesn't do well with me. But I still would have been grinding it out because I would have had a lot of debt on my plate. But so there was a word that Jeff said a while ago that I want to bring up again because I know he has. And, Bear, you and I have had conversations into the middle of the morning. We've talked, you and I have talked in long lengths several times. And there's something that I can say about everybody on this on this call that's seeing success and everybody that's not on this call that has had success. And the key term is sacrifice. I made a lot of sacrifices. I know Jeff did, Bear. I know you have. But we made sacrifices for the greater good. You know, 1 Timothy 5, verse 8 says, provide for your family. And I very proudly tell you, I'm a man of God. I'm a kingdom man. And dads, I challenge every dad on this call to get that book and read that book. It's called Kingdom Man. And you think it may not help you with ambit, but trust me, it's going to help you with ambit because it's going to help you all the way around full circle. You know, the idea doesn't just mean rent, food, and clothes on their back. It's a dad's, it's our responsibility to make sure our family's needs are addressed across the board. You can't duck out of that if you're a dad. Jeff brought it up earlier. You can if you're a father. But you can't if you're a dad. You know, and then if you think about Proverbs 22:6, it tells us to be our child's first teacher. And I know what my children watched me do. I know they watched me on the phone. They watched me on calls driving to school. They watched me step out on the back porch to make validation calls. They watched me on my computer in my office. They knew I was up late at night making those sacrifices so life could be a little bit different for us. But I want to take it to a bigger level. I'm still doing that today because I want life to be a lot different for the people that have trusted me and listened to me in front of a room in a business presentation. I want life to be different for people who listened to me last Thursday in Dallas, for instance. You know, I tell you, Jeff called me, and I can't wait for his friend and Tyler and I to link up. I would take as much pride in getting a gentleman in Tyler, Texas, into Jeff Rollins' business with him all the way up there in the Northeast and work with him. We've got a gentleman that comes to our meeting every Thursday here in Tyler, Bear, that went executive consultant, and his sponsor's been here maybe two times, maybe three times in the time that he's been in the business. And I know that we've had an impact on his life and helping him change his family's life. You can get on your knees, guys, and you can thank the good Lord above for what Jerry and Chris had a vision of giving you and I an opportunity to do. Because I know for a fact Jerry Thompson could have taken this business and ran it traditionally through television, radio, newspaper, magazine, billboards, etc. But they made a choice at a Potbelly's restaurant to give you and I a chance to make a choice to change our life. But now what we got to do is we got to check ourselves every day, make a sacrifice every single day, knowing that there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Is it going to be easy? No. Is it going to be worth it? Yes. Are you willing to commit? I'm not answering that for you because I am. I've drank the Ambit Kool-Aid, and I'm all in with the Jeff Rollins and the Bear Gordons of the world.
Coach, I want to thank you for that, and I'm glad you used that phrase to take a chance to make a choice, to make a change. I love that line. But, guys, here's the thing, you know, and I want to thank you for being on the call, and happy Father's Day to you, sir.
Thank you.
So just one final thought. You know, you've heard from Jeff and you've heard from Coach Johnston, and, you know, many of you on the call or some of you on the call may think, well, yeah, they got in early and this is different and that is different and what have you. But let me bring this to your attention. Jeff Rollins and Coach Allen Johnston had day one of their Ambit Energy business where they made a decision. And in Jeff's case, you know, he didn't start off flying right off the bat, and I know that – Coach Johnson, when he got started, he you know, hit a few hurdles himself. But they got started. They got started and they remained persistent. And over time, they built a success where Jeff is financially free. Coach Johnson has put two kids through college, one getting ready to go to four more years, and no student loan debt. You know, so they saw the success because they said yes, because they made a decision and they went to work. If you haven't seen the success in your business that you desire, consider tomorrow day one. Go back to the beginning, go back to the basics, and just get to work. And the most important thing, you'll hear from Brian McClure to Ray Monty to all of the leaders in the business. The key to this business is showing the plan. And some of you forget that this is a money-making business. You can make enough money to go to Power Trip. You can make enough money to go to Ambition. You can make enough money to put your kids through college. You can make enough money to get out of debt. And imagine for just a moment that the only thing you made was your house payment, whether it's a rent or a mortgage, your Ambit Energy business, your residual income got to the point that it took care of your house payment alone. What freedom would that be for you? How comfortable would it make you and your family knowing that you didn't have to worry about the roof over your children's head? So I invite you guys to take the information that you heard tonight, take the inspiration that you heard tonight, and go take action upon it. And I look forward to hearing some success stories, and of course looking forward to seeing you all on the call again next week. Folks, I'm going to open up the lines and give you an opportunity to say thank you to Jeff and to Coach Alan Johnson. Pleasure having you on the call. Hold on just a moment.